provides a professional link with citizens, the local governing bodies, and agencies of government at other levels. And whereas municipal clerks have pledged to be ever mindful of their neutrality and impartiality, rendering equal service to all. And whereas the municipal clerk serves as the information center on functions of the local government and community. And whereas municipal clerks continually strive to improve the administration of the affairs of the office of the municipal clerk through participation in education programs, seminars, workshops, and the annual meetings of their state, provincial, county, and international professional organizations. And whereas it is most appropriate that we recognize the accomplishments of the office of the municipal clerk. Now therefore, I, David L. Jack, Mayor of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, do recognize the week of May 7th through May 13, 2017 as Municipal Clerks Week, and further extend appreciation to our municipal clerk, Kim Lane, and to all municipal clerks for the vital services they perform and their exemplary dedication to the communities they represent. Roll call, please.
Assemblymember Gilbert?
Here.
Persanka?
Here.
Rooney? Decker?
Here.
Powell?
Here.
Mitchell?
Here.
And Mayor Jack?
Here. Item 3, amendments to the agenda. Does anyone have any amendments to the agenda? Item 4, conflict of interest. Does anyone have a conflict of interest of any item on the agenda? Yes.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, just back to amendments.
Oh,
we're good. I don't need to do an amendment to that. We're going in. Sorry.
I didn't receive any email back.
Okay.
So.
We're good then. Sorry,
Does anyone
Mayor.
Have a conflict of interest? Consent agenda. Someone want to make a motion?
Getting there.
Move to approve those agenda items listed under consent agenda. Items 6A, 7A, 13C, 13E, and 13I.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Poll roll, please.
Assemblymember Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Persanka?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 8, Borough Manager's Report.
Okay, you have a written report before you, and I'll just add a few things to it. Sakin River Birding Festival is this weekend. There are actually some visitors in town. The birds are here, so that assuming it won't rain too hard, it should be a good weekend. There's some photo contests. Get your photos in, your artwork in, foul food contests on Saturday, some great speakers Thursday and Friday, so we hope you will show up. Evergreen Project, again, we're still trying to find some more details as to what's happening with some of the right-of-way issues to see if we can kind of help them or figure out what might be the delay on that. The HOP, Helping Our Parks, it was a great Saturday. They had over 60 volunteers help at Volunteer Park to spruce it up, clean it up, paint, pull weeds, pick up dog poop, trim the trail. It was actually really great, over 200 volunteer hours. It was well organized, and it was a really good turnout there. Let's see, on water report, you have some information here that has been provided. Last Thursday, they actually did the first scouring, and I went up there and took some pictures. I'm trying to get the pictures downloaded to send to you to sort of show that they did it again today. So there hasn't been enough time lapse to actually determine how it might help the length of the time for the buildup on the sand. But as soon as we have some sort of report on that, we'll get back to you. So they're going to start hiring the people and try to keep on that. There is also a public hearing tomorrow evening at 5:30 here at City Hall. part of our requirements for the USDA loan grant application that we've made for the new water treatment plant is a public hearing on the proposed project. So there's information on the website. The sort of the draft, the original loan application, there's been some funding changes to it, but the preliminary engineering report and the environmental report are all on there, and Amber and I will be here tomorrow evening at 5:30 to answer questions, and that's part of the process that's required.
So we had some question as to whether the USDA was going to even was going to ask for greater contributions from the reserve. Did we determine that that is not the case, that they are willing to do?
We still have not heard back from Rural Development on
so
the financial capacity.
Forward.
This is just one of the requirements that they have asked for, and we're moving forward with it.
Okay.
And you all were talking during the workshop about the secured rural schools funding. We actually sent a letter out today as well. It's one of those, you know, that through the years it's been decreasing, and it's a minimal amount that comes to the state of Alaska this year, but its reauthorization is up as part of this, the government refunding the government this week, so we'll see where it goes.
Go ahead.
I was kind of hoping to hear, I understand that they've just plunged the one filter and we've got to take a bit of time, but as to our need, how's our capacity to keep up? What is the reserve, what is the level of the reservoir currently? And I would like to know sort of historically, are we going into this busy season low, high, where are we at with that?
Actually, they've plunged two filters now. They did the second one today. You know what, I can't answer you specifically on what our capacity is. We're not in alert right now, we're not there. We're starting the education process of, we've put together sort of a draft PR plan that we're refining as far as educating the community to use water wisely. What are your conservation opportunities, tips? We have some PSAs that are going to be run this week. We're starting Facebook, the websites. We're trying to get things up and running, but I don't have the amount. I don't have the what the volume is.
Okay.
I'll get you that.
That'd be great. And I'd like that to be a part of the borough manager's report each meeting so that we can see.
And you did ask for that last time.
Yeah.
I have apologies. Okay.
No problem. Thank you.
Carol, have we done any research on what it's going to cost if we meter the water? Have we got any idea?
You put some feelers out. It was about $500,000?
Yes.
Rough estimate. Very rough estimate.
And what would that relate to in fee increases to meter? Have you got any idea on that?
That's how long we put it over.
Yes, please.
Lieber is 8.5 miles on Mobile Highway. The first contact I made was to the finance director over in Petersburg, forwarded my question to the public works director there. And he was pretty helpful in his response, and I could actually forward that to you if you'd be interested to read it. But it basically estimated that the total cost for labor, meters and everything to put in kind of a standard residential meter would be somewhere around $470 each. He said caveat was that the cost goes up dramatically if there needs to be some kind of special equipment put in to kind of stub it out at the curb, depending on how things are laid out versus just attaching it at the base of the house. And I'm not really qualified to speak about the specifics of that, but he did say that the cost could double or triple depending on what was needed to kind of.
And so what would that relate to a fee increase?
Oh, to your question on fee increases, well, currently the water fund, in terms of its user fees, makes about $620,000 a year. And so $500,000 of that is kind of, you know, on the other hand, it'd be a permanent thing. So it depends.
You amortized it out over it.
Yeah. And I don't really know kind of what sort of upkeep and additional kind of operating costs would be associated with having meters. Presumably there would be some sort of a line from the actual water meter to where the electric meters are, so that the meter reader that we have could read both when they do.
And if I'm not mistaken, last time you mentioned that it was about a 30% increase in water by going to the meter system.
I had heard that kind of anecdotally or through the grapevine that Petersburg's best guess was that consumption might have dropped by about 30% after the metering went in.
And so of all the things we can do to gain 30% more water, metering is the easiest, simplest thing to do.
It would be based on an estimate, but potentially. And I think that would be one of the advantages system, which is why a lot of communities, I think, have gone to that.
I think another interesting point is that we have problem with production to a level, but it's only over a certain period of time. We're not short of water through the entire year. We're short of water through a specific time period when our plants are up and running. And so if we're investing in a $10 million plant and we're having to finance $3 to $4 million of that, over time, the burden of our financial costs just for financing that would be very high. That if we can increase 30% and we're short 20%, we're going to have, you know, I think Assemblymember Mitchell is barking up the right tree there.
Yeah, I would like us to pursue those numbers and maybe get a better idea of what it's going to cost and what the increase would cost. We could amortize the installation of these, you know. If you would, could you look into that and get back to us on the next meeting?
Yeah, I would. And I think going into that too, we'd probably have to be thinking about kind of where some of the money would come from to pay
sure.
for that.
Sure.
And it, you know, it could involve some other various options, and it might require borrowing, the fund borrowing money to finance that. But
thank you.
And Mr. Mayor, I would also, and I know it's time is tight and we've got a crunch for staff, but I'd like to see a dual path approach to our water crisis. One is a full treatment plant replacement. We understand that would get us one place. The second is working with the current plant and bringing it up to spec for, I understand that there's some issues with new DEC regulations that we have to meet certain standards and so on, but I want to understand what the options are there as well. New plant is definitely one option, but my guess is there's other things that could potentially happen that would help with that situation. Only because it's not a for sure thing that this DEC thing will work out to our advantage, and we could be facing a pretty hefty bill at the end of the day. So I'd like to kind of have two options on the table for us as we move forward. Thank you.
I kind of agree with you a little bit, but I don't want a lot done with it, because the reason why I say that is what we heard was we're at the maximum for our potential for this town. And I will report on a little bit in a little while about what's happening with this other thing, where we're going to need more water, and our plant right now, even at maximum capacity, is not going to sustain another business in town. Especially a huge one. So I don't want to waste a lot of time looking at this plant, see what we can bring it up with, if it's going to take a lot of staff or anything like that. Go ahead.
Well, we got a larger problem than the plant, then. We don't have enough water in the reservoir.
Mm-hmm. And actually, there's another thing I want to talk about. That was I did a little bit of research on what we can do to, you know, we do have a lot of water at certain times of the year that we don't even store. And we got to look at storage. I don't see why we don't put in a couple 150,000-gallon tanks that we can, you know, collect the water that we're wasting right now, store it, and then when we do need that water, we have it. I don't understand why we have all this water that we can develop, but we don't develop it because we have nowhere to store it. I think we should look at storage also.
We really shouldn't be discussing this right now in the borough manager's report.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Not a problem.
Noted.
Noted.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And for the public, would you announce the hazardous household cleanup effort?
Yes, that will occur on May 12th and 13th. There are flyers as to what is accepted and what's not accepted, and the hours, the dump will be open.
Okay. And that's free?
For the hazardous household waste portion, yes.
Right. Okay.
I have nothing further unless there's more questions.
What is hazardous household
waste? It's paints and solvents, and there's a whole list, and I'm sorry, I don't have it in front of me. I wish I could reel it off, but it's those things that you would typically use in a house that you don't want to just throw away into your trash can. Batteries, I think, too.
Yeah.
Anything further? Thank you.
Thank you.
Borough Clerk's file.
Other than what's in my report, I don't have anything additional.
Okay, item 10, Mayor Assembly Reports and Appointments. Does any assembly member have a report? Yes, go ahead.
Okay, the ANSEP thing that has been, we've been working on has actually leaped quite for a big leap forward. Lou Knapp and Susan Ramsey put up a resolution for to the Clinkett Central Council, and it was approved to go to the big council meeting in October. So that's huge. So all of the 30,000 members of Clinkett and Ida, their Central Council approved it. So just to let you guys know that that's going on, and it is being pursued forward.
Is that the big water user?
If it happens, it would be.
Has potential.
Has a big potential.
That's another consideration, too, not just that, but the whole concept of developing there at the Institute property. If you don't have the utilities in them or available, people aren't going to develop. And more houses, more revenue to the city, more taxes. Anything else? City boards and committee appointments. There, we have two vacancies on the Economic Development Committee until October 2019, and we have no letters of interest on either.
Yes. Actually, there's just one. I'm not sure why it says two, but there's only one.
There's only one vacancy? Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I have no letters.
But there are no letters of interest from anyone. Okay, thank you. Okay. Anything further on that? Those items. Persons to be heard. There are no persons to be heard. We have no unfinished business, so we move on to new business. Item 13A, approval of a retail marijuana store, license number 10200, received for Kelsey Martinson and Serene, I'm going to butcher this name, Nui, doing business as Happy Cannabis.
I move in accordance with Durango Municipal Code 6.05.010 that the attached letter is sent to the Alcohol, Marijuana, and Control Office to approve with condition the marijuana retail facility number 10200 submitted by Kelsey Marsden and Serene New Amini, doing business as Happy Cannabis, advising AMCO that the condition of approval is dependent on the issuance of the Durango building permit.
Second.
Then moved and second. Any discussion?
Carol, I've heard that they're withdrawing their, and then this was just out in the public, but that they were withdrawing the thing, the application, because the taxes were too high and they weren't doing anything. Nothing's come through to you?
I have not. I kind of heard a rumor, but I do not know. I heard that this afternoon for the first time.
Thank you.
And this is Julie?
Yes.
Kind of along those lines is the, well, I've heard the retail permit is what was being withdrawn, and my understanding, I wanted to make sure I understood this correctly, that the taxes do not apply to the retail permit, it applies to the grocery permit, correct?
That's right. That's on the city.
The $10.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thank you.
So what that's saying then is that technically they can import the product and sell it, and we would collect 7% sales tax as per normal, and that wherever it originates from would collect the $10 production tax. Or whatever they've said.
Whatever,
that. Yeah,
whatever their tax is, if they have it.
Mm-hmm. Any further discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Persanka?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B, approval of a standard marijuana cultivation facility, license number 10201, received for Kelsey Martinson and Serene Nui, doing business as Happy Cannabis.
I move that in accordance with Wrangell Municipal Code 6.05.010, that the attached letter be sent to the Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office to approve the condition, with condition, the marijuana cultivation facility license number 10201, submitted by Kelsey Martinson and Serene Nuomini, doing business as Happy Cannabis, advising AMCO that the condition of approval is dependent on issuance of the Wrangell building permit.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Assemblymember Gilbert?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Decker? Powell?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Got to get caught up here. Item 13C was taken care of under consent agenda. 13D, approval of an appraisal to modify an existing Tidelands lease for Sea Level Seafoods LLC, adding Lot 2B, Sea Level Subdivision 3, to the lease as requested by Vern Phillips of Sea Level Seafoods LLC, owned by the City and Borough of Wrangell.
Move to approve the appraisal for the modification of the existing Tidelands lease, adding Lot 2B, Sea Level Subdivision 3, to the lease, as requested by Vern Phillips of Sea Level Seafoods Limited Liability Corporation, owned by the City and Borough of Wrangell, with the following conditions. 1. That the lease only be for surface storage and parking, not for the construction of a building, and to increase the annual lease amount from $4,236 to $5,868 as presented.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? It comes through our line upside down. It's kind of hard to get a grasp on exactly where this is at. This is in addition to what they have now, right? And what exactly is this located?
This is adjacent to the current, if you go into the north Heritage Harbor parking lot entrance, right to the right where Sea Level currently has things stored and then their new building, it's that area where they're storing things right now.
What they're currently using?
Yes.
Okay. Correct. That's what I was.
Yes. That's what we talked about
it's
last
not year. An addition to anything
no.
else.
No. It's okay. The area they're currently using.
Yeah, okay. Any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13E was taken care of under consent agenda. 13F, proposed resolution number 04-17-1364. A resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, authorizing the conveyance of public lot tidelands, a portion of ATS 83, Wrangell Tidelands Addition, adjacent to Lot 5A, Block 24A, Wrangell Tidelands Addition, Wrangell Townsite, Inner Harbor Area, Zone Waterfront Development to Brett Woodbury.
Move to approve resolution number 04-17-1364.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly member Stecker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13G, approval of the senior tax exemptions that were received after the March 1st deadline, but before the late filing grace period.
Move to approve the 2017 senior tax exemptions that were received after the deadline of March 1st, 2017, but before the allowed grace period for Josie Olson, Donna Wellens, Olga Norris, Sandra Stewart, Barry Gadd Sr., Jonah Kading, and Elodie Freeman, Alice Leslie Borgi Maiden, and Alonzo De Grande.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Full vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Persunka?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13H, discussion and possible action regarding the suggested changes to the water rates.
I guess this is where we can talk about it now.
Not yet. Not until there's a motion.
It's just discussion. Possible action. There's no motion forward.
You can discuss it and then make a motion. We'll do it that way.
I would just assume wait until we hear more about the cost of the meters, and let's get a little better idea before we increase rates. If we're going to increase rates, that's inevitable, but let's just do it once. Let's get a good idea and some foundation for what we're going to do.
We do have commercial metering going on currently.
And I think that needs to be addressed.
Yeah, I don't know if we have to wait to address commercial rates until we have a better residential plan. Assembly member Decker sent around a very interesting notice from Ketchikan regarding water rates for the plants, and I found that fascinating. We are so far behind the curve on our rates there that it's interesting.
We were behind their old rate.
Yeah.
This is Julie.
Yes, go ahead.
Suggestions for a rate increase based on what recently was approved in Ketchikan. At the moment, I don't have anything that illustrates a relationship or comparison between Ketchikan's commercial processing rates and ours. I would need a little more time to put something together.
Okay, this is Julie again as a follow-up. When I spoke with someone from Trident, they said that Ketchikan before these rate increases was the lowest in the region, and Wrangell was kind of next in line as far as low rates. The increase that the news talked about was 35% per year for the next 3 years. So the rates went from $46,000 flat rate for each of the processors, and then at the end of the 3 years, it'd be $114,000 rate for each of the three processors. So my question really is, like, how much are they using? They didn't have that information in the news article. So if maybe you could find that out, that would be good. But from my personal opinion, I feel like we need to make some adjustments. And I think we should do something prior to the commercial fishing season. We don't necessarily have to take action at this meeting, but I don't want to wait for a year to adjust what seems to be something that's glaringly necessary. We're really, really out of whack when you look at the numbers of what it costs to produce the kind of volume that the processors use versus